Hello, good afternoon from Cork in Ireland, and it's Thursday the 9th of July 2015. And you know, when I get up in the morning, I get out of bed, or even before I get out of bed, I start thinking of one thing. And it is, what is my thought for today? And quite often, I have a complete blank. Now, the context in which I think about what's my thought for today is one in which began way back in January, when I decided I would share my thought for the day every day over on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, those three places. And I started off with great relish. It was as if I had a whole load of thoughts within me waiting to come out. And every day at the beginning was terribly easy. I would just open my spirit, allow in a thought, and communicate it to people. That was all I did. It was terribly simple. And it worked. It worked very well for a while. And then what happened is I started to dry up. I noticed that there were days when I would say to myself, what's my thought for today? And no thought would come to me, none at all. And then I realized that I couldn't assume that every day I get up in the morning and a thought for the day would come to me. Now, I have to distinguish between, you know, a thought for today like, oh, I have to put on my socks, or, you know, what'll I wash my teeth with? Those kind of thoughts are not what I have in my mind. It was, in a way, when I saw all these bits of wisdom being, you know, tweeted around the world and Facebooked around the world and shared on all sorts of media, I thought, hang on, Paul, look, you've been alive a long time. You've thought a lot of thoughts. You know, why can't you see what would happen if you just started sharing your thought for the day? And I knew well enough that I wouldn't be sharing, you know, things that would be miserable. I'd either stop sharing thoughts altogether if I felt miserable, or I would share ones that would either delight me, well, would delight me, and or be offered to others in order to, in some way, help make the world in a tiny, tiny fragment of a piece a little bit better. So I'm saying really that I began to, with a flourish, and then gradually I find it harder and harder. And this morning was one of those days when I found it hard, not half as hard as some days, and some days I find it so hard that I almost repeat what I've said, say, back in January. So today, I was looking out the window at the back of the house, and the phrase, life is too short. Life is too short for this, life is too short for that, a phrase that we're all, you know, life is too short to make enemies, life is too short to bear grudges, life is too short to, you know, worry about what other people think about you. Life is too short to be obsessed about money, whatever. All of those life is too short for you. And of course, you haven't finished the sentence, really, when you say, or here I am standing there looking out the window saying to myself, is life is too short for what? And at the same time as I'm thinking this, in my mind, somewhere in my mind, is the memory of the poetry of Walt Whitman. And one of the words that Walt Whitman uses in introducing his poetry is the word sing and the word song. So somewhere out of the blue came the phrase, life is too short for you to sing the whole song. for you to sing the whole song. So by implication, you know, life is not too short for you to sing some of the song. So life is not too short for you to sing some of the song. Therefore, don't be, you know, drying up. Don't be disempowering yourself because you can't do everything. Because you can't do everything. Because you can't sing the whole song. Because you can't complete the project. Don't sit there and do nothing. So that's where my thought for today came from. Life is too short for you to sing the whole song. And I shared it on Instagram, and 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people have liked it. On Instagram, people like it. And one person said, my daughter rarely finishes a song. She's always moving on to the next song. And you see, that's lovely. That is somebody who is connecting in some way with the sentence, life is too short for you to sing the whole song. And she tells a story. And you know, what would you want to do as your thought for the day than nudge, if you like, perhaps nudge with a tiny feather, someone into reflecting on their story and perhaps occasionally sharing it, but above all for them to take in what you've said, make it meaningful for themselves, and then delightful when they communicate with you, but expect nothing, expect nothing. So I love myself the phrase, sing the whole song. Life is too short for you to sing the whole song. That means no matter how hard you try, you don't have the time. Life is always uncompleted, if you like. Of its very nature, a human life is incomplete. Because completion is one way of looking at it is that completion is equivalent to infinity or the horizon. You just can't ever get there. On the other hand, it's inspiring. So thanks a million for listening to the thought for today. Life is too short for you and me to sing the whole song. Thanks very much. It's Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony Blog, saying cheerio for now. Bye.